Coming up on Only a Game, the push to add adaptive bobsled to the Paralympic Games. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
For many, the big news from the long-awaited independent investigation into the NFL's punishment of Ray Rice was that no evidence was found to prove that Commissioner Roger Goodell had lied about seeing a video of Rice striking his then-fiancée. What was your takeaway from the Mueller report?
NFL investigation discovers NFL blameless on major count.
Shocked.
Film from 6 o'clock till 6:15. And then the remarkable thing about this, of course, is that having at least demonstrated that the NFL under Roger Goodell, you know, makes Inspector Clouseau look like Hercule Poirot, or however you pronounce his last name, Poirot, is the fact that now what we have to do to make this all right is give Roger Goodell more power.
Of course.
This was an exercise in kabuki and should not be paid attention to.
After a botched pass interference call during last Sunday's playoff loss to the Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions coach Jim Caldwell wants to, quote, take the human element out of officiating in the NFL. Can you imagine a system in which that would be possible?
Damn right. I saw that call. And you know what? It's 6-5 and pick 'em whether or not those were actually humans refereeing the game. That was one of the worst calls, worst non-calls or calls or whatever you call it when they pick up the flag and don't tell you why, that I've ever seen in my life.
But still, can there be a mechanized version of officiating in the NFL? I mean, it's not like a mechanical strike zone in baseball.
No, but you can replay certain things and replay them closely.
Oh, okay.
And not be cowardly about having made the original call when everybody around you in the Dallas Stadium is howling for your blood. It was a terrible, terrible call. And while Detroit did not distinguish itself in the second half of that game in any way, it was a very unfortunate and an embarrassment to a league that prides itself at the very least on its efficiency.
The owner of the St. Louis Rams intends to build an 80,000-seat stadium near Los Angeles, and the governor of Missouri says he would like to see the Rams stay where they are in St. Louis. Who's going to win this battle?
I don't know, but let the guy build a stadium in Los Angeles, and if he wants to move his team, Missouri, let him move his team. The extortion is starting to get a little bit wild again. And I'm not entirely sure the NFL is too happy about this guy building his own stadium and moving his team to L.A. L.A. is much more valuable to the NFL as a whole as a threat than it is as a reality.
Florida State quarterback and 2013 Heisman winner Jameis Winston confirmed on Wednesday that his school days are over. Do you expect Winston to be an early pick in April's NFL draft, or will teams be a little skittish based on what he's done off the field?
I think considering that his accuser has filed a federal lawsuit against the school in regards to the alleged sexual assault, I think some NFL people will be skittish about it. I think he'll be a first-round pick, but I don't think he'll be the first quarterback taken.
Sometimes the Baseball Hall of Fame vote generates suspense, Charlie. This time around, perhaps not so much, at least with respect to Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez. Am I right?
Yeah, both of them got 90% of the vote. I'm enormously happy. I'm very happy for Pedro. I don't feel particularly good for Randy Johnson one way or the other, but there has never been a more transformative and better athlete in Boston in my lifetime than Pedro Martinez, and I'm very happy with him. Craig Biggio, sure, why not? You know, John Smoltz, same thing. He's, you know, starter reliever. He and Eckersley can have something to talk about at the induction.
Meanwhile, Curt Schilling did not get into the Hall of Fame, and he announced this week that was because he's a Republican. Are there no Republicans in the Hall?
There are all Republicans in the Hall! More to the point, he decided that Smoltz only got in, at least in part, because he was a Democrat. And he turns out that Smoltz is a Republican. Curt Schilling, my friend, going to the International Wingnut Grifters Hall of Fame for sure.
Boston will be the U.S. bidder for the 2024 Olympic Games. Bid chairman John Fish says he is, quote, wicked excited about the prospect of an Olympics here where only a game is produced. Are you?
Kill me now. Because I don't want to be around for this cataclysm.
Well, we have 10 years.
Well, as we've talked about before the show, there are 2 and 3 levels of bribery to go through here
exactly. Before
we even come close to a decision. So I still have hope that somewhere international corruption will save us from ourselves.
Attempts to make the Cleveland Cavaliers a team worthy of King LeBron James have not yet resulted in a turnaround, but nobody can say the team isn't spending enough money, right?
Yeah, they're going to get hit for $6.7 million for the luxury tax for picking up 3 players, including 2 from the bag-faced victims of the New York Knicks. They're trying. I think that whole franchise is a little bit stunned by the fact that it hasn't turned around right away with the return of LeBron James.
Charlie, I thought perhaps...
I was hoping we were going to do this
that
story.
That we had reached the bottom of the barrel with regard to all things Rob Gronkowski, but apparently I was absolutely wrong.
Yes, an author named Lacey Noonan has produced A Gronking to Remember, which is described on its cover, and this is something I never thought I'd be saying when I got into sports writing, book one in the Rob Gronkowski Erotica series. Now, Amazon has saved us all
from
absolutely having to buy A Gronking to Remember by pulling it off the Amazon website, because on the cover, there's a picture of Rob Gronkowski in his uniform with a patch commemorating Myra Kraft, the wife of Patriots owner Bob Kraft. Mm-hmm. While A Gronking to Remember is off the shelves, many of Ms. Noonan's, which, by the way, is not her real name, novels can still be found, including I Don't Care If My Best Friend's Mom Is a Sasquatch, She's Hot and I'm Taking a Shower with Her. And that's much too long a title. Among its other problems, that's much too long a title.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week here at Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.